Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is shocking new evidence that Google has interfered with our elections. In fact, at least 41 times over the last 16 years. That's what the Media Research Center is now saying in a new report that totally exposes the bias and influence that Google has over our elections. With new accusations that they actually could be changing the number of votes by millions, tilting the scales for the candidates that they choose. Now, we've known for a long time that Google has been biased. We had no idea just how biased it was until we found out that Google picked winners and losers with major elections in the United States of America 41 times over the last 16 years. No organization has more control over information than Google. That is a fact. Google, they're being accused of interfering with major elections in the U.S. over 41 times. The MRC research found 41 times, quote, where Google interfered in elections over the last 16 years, and its impact has surged dramatically, making it even more harmful to democracy. In every case, Google harmed the candidates, regardless of party, who threatened its left-wing candidate of choice. That is what the MRC Free Speech America Vice President Dan Schneider, an editor, wrote in a summary of their findings. Quote, from the mouths of Google executives, the tech giant let slip what was never meant to be made public, that Google uses its great strength and resources and reach to advance its leftist values. Google outsized influence on information technology, the body of the politics, and the American election became evident in 2008 after failing to prevent then candidate for president Donald Trump from being inaugurated following the 2016 election. Google has since made it clear to any discerning observer that it has been and will continue to interfere in America's elections. Google pushing back this morning, insisting that it has a clear business incentive to keep both sides happy and that safeguards ensure non-biased and accurate research results. Well, MRC Free Speech America, division of the Conservative Media Research Center, believes the most recent example was recorded after Google's artificial intelligence Gemini refused to answer questions damaging to President Joe Biden. The group's research found that from 2008 through February of 2024, Google has utilized its power to help push for electoral victory the most liberal candidates, regardless of party, while targeting their opponents for censorship. examples, which is what matters to all of us the most, include appearing to favor Barack Obama over John McCain in 2008, favoring Obama over Mitt Romney in 2012, refusing to correct a Google bomb that smeared then-leading GOP primary candidate for president Rick Santorum, using its algorithm to exclude autofill results that were potentially damaging to Hillary Clinton in 2016, not doing the same for then-candidate Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, and working with partners to help likely pro-Clinton Latino voters go to the polls the same year, this according to the new bombshell research. Other examples cited include disabling Tulsi Gabbard's ad account just as she became the most searched candidate following the first Democratic primary debate in 2020. Suppressing news critical of Joe Biden, for example, and concealing most Republican campaign websites for the 12 competitive Senate races in 2022. Let me say that again. They suppressed news, this is Google, that was critical of Joe Biden. At the same time, they were concealing most Republican campaign websites for the 12 most competitive Senate races in 2022. Okay, that's very significant. And aiding Biden in 2024, they're now accusing them of, by burying in its search results the campaign websites of every one of his significant opponents. And that's what's happening right now in real time. The case study cites several other examples as well of where Google is tipping the scales, saying, quote, utilizing the many tools in its arsenal, Google aided those who most closely aligned with its leftist values from election cycle to election cycle since as far back as the 2008 presidential election. Meanwhile, it targeted for censorship those candidates who posed the most serious threat to Google. While its interference was first evident in 2008, its meddling has turned into an organizational mission to ensure that its candidates win on election day. Many studies reveal the results of the tech giant's commitment. They also cited Dr. Robert Epstein, who performed additional research and found that Google's search algorithms likely shifted at least 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton in 2016, and that Google's results and get out the vote reminders favored Democrats in targeting of them and shifted the 2020 election results by at least 6 million votes, they believe. So it's not just that they're stifling information that's positive for conservative candidates and harmful maybe to Democrats. It's the fact that when they're out there in their algorithm, they look at who they're marketing to get out the vote. So Google is reminding liberal voters, those that are more likely to vote for Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders or Barack Obama or Joe Biden, to get out the vote. Hey, reminding you got to vote, reminding you to register to vote, reminding you to register to vote and get out to vote, and reminding you that it's election tomorrow. They were reminding Democrats, not Republicans, on purpose. They believe the power, because almost every American that's on the internet uses Google. I use it every day. I think you probably, most of you listening right now, probably use it every day. They would have the ability to then remind those voters who are Democrats. They have all your data. They know who you are. They know who you voted for. They know if you voted in the last elections. And they know if you're registered to vote. They would then market to you and remind you to go vote, knowing that you're going to vote Democrat over Republicans. This new research says that they shifted the 2020 election results by at least 6 million votes. Google is coming out this morning, and Google spokesman is denying, quote, any wrongdoing, which is exactly what you would expect from them, by the way. Quote, there is absolutely nothing new here, Google says in a new statement. Just a recycled list of baseless, inaccurate complaints that have been debunked by third parties and many that failed in the courts. Politicians on the left have a long history of making similar claims, too. We have a clear business incentive to keep everyone using our products. By the way, that's not true. I'll explain that in a moment.
Google goes on to say, we have no desire to make them biased or inaccurate and have safeguards in place to ensure this. Numerous conservatives have been particularly successful in using our platform to spread their message to a wide audience. Google has said it restricted the types of election-related queries on Gemini out of an abundance of caution. That's their AI, basically, mothership. Directing users to Google search instead. As for Tulsi Gabbard's ads, Google's pointed to a federal judge dismissing a lawsuit she filed against the company on the matter, saying, see, nothing to see here. The conservative watchdog group feels that this is an important issue that actually should be going to Congress, saying that Free Speech Americans offered three recommendations of what should happen. They say, number one, Speaker Mike Johnson should direct relevant committees and committee chairmen to investigate Google for basically attacking and abridging the people's constitutional rights in this country by coordinating with government to violate freedom of speech, as well as interfering in elections by making unreported in-kind contributions to the Democratic candidates, and for defrauding its users by failing to meet its terms of service. The group also feels state legislatures should resolve any questions of whether Google is a common carrier and urges Americans to stop using Google products, particularly its search engine, saying this, from our research, alternatives appear to be produce better, less biased results. This is significant, folks. And Google, of course, coming out, we're going to deny it. Side note here, if you try to Google the story, it comes down halfway through the page, not at the top. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Yeah. So you can decide for yourself if you think they're suppressing information. I think it's pretty clear they are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Media Research Center has found 41 different times, they say, where Google directly interfered in elections, and it had a major impact and surged dramatically of the side they wanted to win. In every case, Google harmed the candidates that they wanted to harm, regardless of party. Those who threatened its left-leaning and left-wing candidates of choice. That is the new accusation by the Media Research Center Free Speech America. Vice President Dan Schneider is now going to join me to talk about this exact detail. Dan, I appreciate you coming on. And Google is something that we know is powerful for the left. We know that they have an ally. We know that they have suppressed just basic search engine issues. But this is the first time that we're actually seeing what Google is doing directly to interfere with our elections.
Tell us a little bit more about the background in this and how you guys were able to find all this out.
Well, look, Google has been actively involved in elections for a long time. And on a legal basis, their president, CEO, chairman of the board, endorsed Democrats for office all the time. Its employees have largely given exclusively to the left, 90%+ of the time under federal election campaign disclosure requirements. You can see Google's statements have been all left-wing, but what we have not been able to see is what they're doing with their $1.7 trillion corporation behind the scenes. You can't look into their little black box of algorithms and see exactly how they're working. But we've been able to piece together lots of different things and see the consequences of their work. And time again, the evidence shows that if you are an opponent of their candidate of choice, Google's going to bury you.
So let's talk about how they pick winners and losers here. And when you say they're going to bury us, give us examples of what that actually looks like. You're running for office. Google doesn't like you. You're not their candidate of choice. How much impact can they actually have over your campaign?
Well, look, in the 2022 Senate races, there were about a dozen Senate races that were being hotly contested. And we did a study, and we did this repeatedly. We would search for, the campaign websites. We would simply search for, Adam Laxalt, Senate campaign in Nevada. And Google would not give you his campaign website. But Google would certainly, turn over the website of his opponent when you did the same search for her. And over again, 10 out of the 12 Republican Senate campaign websites would be buried by Google, either not showing up at all or showing up way low in search results. But a majority of the time, literally, Google would not produce the campaign website for the Republican seeking the Senate seat in that race. More recently, before each of the four Republican presidential campaign debates, we did two searches. We searched for Democrat presidential campaign websites, and we then searched for Republican presidential campaign websites. And look, we expected to see Joe Biden at the top of the list when we searched for Democrat presidential campaign websites, and he was. Every single time, Joe Biden was at the top. But guess what? RFK Jr. didn't show up at all. Google buried RFK Jr.'s campaign website, the single greatest threat to Joe Biden winning the nomination. They buried a site. But here's
so it's not just, and I want to be clear, though, it's not what you're saying is, it's not that Google is just out to get conservatives or Republican candidates that they don't like. It is if you're not the candidate they choose, even in the Democratic primary, if they decide, hey, we like this person more because they're going to be better for us, we're going to help you win even in the Democratic races over other Democrats.
That's right. Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. most recently, but even going back to 2008 when the young Senator Barack Obama was challenging Hillary Clinton, Google was burying pro-Clinton blogs and highlighting pro-Obama blogs.
Wow.
But here, let me get to this. But here's the most shocking example here. When we search for Republican presidential campaign websites, well, just like we saw Joe Biden at the top of the heap, we would have expected to see Donald Trump at the top of the heap. But not only was Donald Trump's campaign website not produced at all by Google, it only produced two campaign websites. And this is every single time we did this study. The first one was Marianne Williamson, a Democrat, again, searching for Republican presidential campaign websites. One of the only two campaign websites that Google would give us was Marianne Williamson's campaign website. And the other was Will Hurd, who was scoring zero in nationwide polling. But Google would not give us Joe Biden, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, anybody else, any Republican, just one Democrat and one Republican polling at 0%.
you and I both know that in politics, and my guest with me is Dan Schneider, Media Research Center. They do an amazing work to expose what we're talking about right now. You should check them out, help them, support them, because they're doing amazing work. And without you guys, they cannot get it done. So I want to make that very clear. But you talk about these moments in politics where a candidate would surge, right? Tulsi Gabbard's a great example in the Democratic primary. When she was running for president, she had a moment. And what happens after a candidate has a moment is people immediately go to Google to find out more about the person or to even, you know, get involved in their campaign. Talk a little bit about what they did to influence and suppress her, for example, when she was running as a Democrat.
Right. So she did an amazing job in a debate, and the whole world suddenly was looking at Tulsi Gabbard as an alternative to Joe Biden. And right as she was surging, right as everybody was interested in her, Google buried her. They eliminated her ads, right? When you would need to be able to, you know, when her campaign needed to tell everybody who she is and also to raise money, Google eliminated her from search results.
What was the reasoning behind that Google gave for shutting down her ad account so she could not advertise when she had that moment to people that maybe were searching for her?
You know, Google seems always to have these glitches. And Google will say, well, there was just a glitch. There was a glitch when Hillary Clinton's, in 2008, when Hillary Clinton's, you know, blogs, pro-Clinton blogs were suddenly buried. And there was just some kind of a glitch with Tulsi Gabbard. And there's always a glitch. And sometimes they don't have any responses at all, by the way. In this most recent study of ours, Google has said that every one of our 41 examples has been refuted. That is just a lie. You know, for example, the I just told you about the presidential campaign searches that we did where Donald Trump was completely buried over and over and over. Google has never refuted that. Nobody has ever suggested that what we reported was wrong. So Google just makes up stuff.
Well, their exact response was,
they don't respond at all.
Yeah, Google pushed back saying, quote, we have a clear, quote, business incentive to keep both sides happy and that safeguards ensure non-biased and accurate search results. That's a great line written by a PR person at Google, but it doesn't back up with the facts, is what you're saying.
Those are words. Those are mere words. I can say the sky is green. It doesn't make it so. Google can say anything at once. It didn't point to any evidence, you know, to support the words that it spewed out of its mouth.
Establishment Republicans have also not fared well when they are the nominee. An example of this is it was obvious that Google was favoring Barack Obama over John McCain in 2008, more the establishment candidate. It even screwed with Mitt Romney in 2012, refusing to correct a Google bomb that smeared the then leading GOP primary candidate for president, for example, Rick Santorum, with using its algorithm to exclude autofill results that were potentially damaging to Hillary Clinton. Explain that as well, these autofill results and the other things.
Yeah, so let me just remind everybody, Rick Santorum was actually leading among all Republicans in that primary. And just as he was surging, there was a thing, you know, it was a popular thing back then, these Google bombs, where people would kind of create false websites and redefine a person or an issue. And these Google bombs were created that said the most heinous, abhorrent things about Rick Santorum. Now, Google had a policy. Anytime that some organization or some person got bombed, Google would take down those sites, you know, because it was misinformation. It was false. Sure. There were lies. When it came to Rick Santorum, Google refused to take down those Google bombs. So if you tried to Google Rick Santorum and find anything out about him, you were directed to these false, inflammatory, libelous campaign sites that were attacking him, saying, again, you can't even say these things without being too embarrassed, because they're just the most vile, disgusting things that people were being told about, falsehoods about Rick Santorum. I mean, just outright fabricated stuff.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Dan, let me ask you another question about Google, and this goes back to Mitt Romney, John McCain that I mentioned. What we're seeing with Google is they're not saying they hate Donald Trump and MAGA. They're saying we hate anyone that's not our guy, and every year that guy can change. So we'll treat Donald Trump the same way we treated Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or John McCain if the person we want to win is on the other side. So if you think they're only being mean to like MAGA conservatives, you're wrong. They want these Democrat hardcore lefties to win every election, no matter what.
Yeah, that's right. And as we discussed earlier, that will include picking, you know, a more liberal Democrat and suppressing a slightly more, you know, or less liberal Democrat. And so they've got their candidate of choice. And you better not be the opponent. Otherwise, they're going to be held to pay.
This isn't just on the national level of presidential campaigns, and that's where Google stops doing this. You guys also looked at some of the 12 most competitive Senate races in 2022. What did you find out when it came to Senate races?
Right. So Google buried, you know, the Senate candidates in those 12 competitive races, every time except for two. For whatever reason, you know, in the Washington race, the state of Washington, Patty Murray actually fared worse than the Republican. But in every other case, you know, the Republican was buried. Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting. It shows how clever Google really is. People will recall that there was a runoff in Georgia where Herschel Walker and his Democrat opponent neither got 50%. So under Georgia law, they had to go to a runoff. So we went to Georgia. And again, these are using clean computers, no cookies, all that. And we went to the precinct level, you know, again, looking for Herschel Walker's campaign website and looking for his opponent's campaign website. And at the precinct level, we discovered that those precincts that were heavily Democrat, there was no bias. And those precincts that were heavily Republican, no bias. But in the precincts that were the toss-up precincts, where the Democrat needed votes to be able to win, beat Herschel Walker, that's where we saw the bias again. That's where Herschel Walker's campaign website was buried, but the Democrats was elevated to the top of search results.
It's incredible. Let's dive into how much of an influence this actually could have had, because it's one thing to give the accusation and to show that proof, but then to talk about how much of an impact that could this have had on our elections? You guys worked with Dr. Robert Epstein, who performed additional research and found that Google search algorithms likely shifted millions of votes just to Hillary Clinton in 2016 alone, for example. And then you found even after that, even more votes. We're talking about millions that would have favored Democrats in 2020. Dive into that for us.
Right. So Dr. Epstein is a PhD statistician. He did all of his work at Harvard. He is a liberal himself. He is a self-proclaimed Democrat. He admits he voted for Hillary Clinton. He is not a partisan. He is not doing this work to try to help Republicans. He's just very concerned about our democracy. So he, you know, his research, and it's very sophisticated. It's seen how Google interacts with users, what kind of results are produced, and how that alters people's behavior. So he has estimated in the 2020 election alone, anywhere from 6 to 8 million votes were swayed against Donald Trump in favor of Joe Biden nationwide. 6 to 8 million. Had it not been for Google, it would have been a landslide victory for Donald Trump. Let me just reiterate, Dr. Epstein is a liberal, and he's testified before Congress. He has no interest in seeing Republicans win races. He only cares about the rights of the voter and to have that voter's votes be counted fairly.
Talk about the amount of influence so people understand. I mean, I use Google every day. You guys are now saying it's time to use another search engine because of what they're doing. I totally support that idea. But the reality is overwhelming. The majority of Americans go to Google for pretty much anything they need to search. How much penetration and market share does Google have over the American voter?
You know, there are different numbers. It's anywhere from 93 to 97% of all search is done, you know, using the Google search engine. And it's got so many other products too, like Google News. And this is another shocking thing. There's one legitimate outfit out there that sort of rates media outlets of whether they're left of center or right of center. It's called All Sides. It's a reliable organization. We don't always agree with them, but they're pretty good. Using All Sides data, you can see that Google News, if you're searching anything about Trump, Biden, or elections, Google News would link to zero right-of-center media outlets, almost exclusively to left-wing outlets, occasionally some what are called neutral outlets. But if you're searching on Google News for stories about the election, 97% of the articles that were linked to were to left-wing outlets. Donald Trump and Joe Biden, if you're looking for stories on Google News about either of them, again, 0%, you know, linked to conservative outlets. The great bulk were linked to left-of-center or left-wing outlets. This is how Google News and Google more broadly influences the mind. People think they're learning. People think they're getting information news. They're only getting Google propaganda.
Lastly, what are you guys asking Congress to do? I know there's been conversations with Speaker Johnson about this, because this seems like this would fall under an in-kind contribution to Democratic candidates, what Google is doing. Is there a chance that we could see some sort of significant reform here to make this not happen every single election cycle?
Yeah. Ben, I want to make sure people understand this is shocking. The media has an exception here, so let's take the media out of it. Your media, so you're not a part of what I'm about to say. But today in America, you're an individual. You do not have free speech rights. If I want to say something political and I want to promote what I am saying, so like let's say I write a speech tonight and I want to send my speech about a candidate or about a policy matter, and I want to send it to 1,000 friends, and I print out my speech to send to 1,000 friends, by law, I am required to file with the Federal Election Commission. I have to log my speech, and if I don't, it can be considered a crime. I can be fined by the federal government for speaking, for trying to amplify my voice. But if you're Google today, the Federal Election Commission says it can do whatever it wants. It can bury, it can use its resources, its vast resources. It can bury campaign websites. It can treat the Democrats far better than the Republicans, and it's not considered a campaign contribution. It's not considered an in-kind contribution, and there's no filing required. Today, big tech has far more free speech rights than I do.
Unbelievable. If people want to get this report and want to find out more, where can they go, Dan?
Right. So the Media Research Center's big publication is called Newsbusters, newsbusters.org. You can go there to find this report. The study, it's about a 20-page study documenting, these 41 times over 16 years that Google has interfered in our elections.
This is going to trickle out. I have a feeling more. I'm going to cover it all for you. Make sure that you download the Ben Ferguson podcast every day. We'll keep you updated. Hit the share button on our podcast as well. If you miss a show, go back and listen. We're going to cover it all. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on the Ben Ferguson podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.